This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters, welcome home, welcome to Tawbah, and welcome to returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the month of Ramadan, one of the major things people look for is a second chance. They're looking for reconciliation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, they come with a lot of burden, you know, they're carrying it, a feeling of guilt and shame and breaking promises with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all come with these mistakes, with all these errors. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned this about us. He says, قال, كل ابن آدم خطأ. All children of Adam, everybody is خطأ, which means we are prone to make sins and mistakes and errors. But then he says, قال وخير الخطائين التوابون. And the best among those who commit sins and make mistakes are those who return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, when we start committing sins and making faults and errors, we distance ourselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan is very clever and comes to us and said, look, you're not worthy of Allah azza wa jal. You're not worthy of being with him in the presence of the divine. You're not worthy of being in the masjid with the people. You're not worthy of being with the Quran. Why? Because you're so sinful, you're carrying all this, you know, guilt and so forth. But that's the shaitan speaking in our mind, speaking to our heart, to keep us far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Ramadan is an opportunity, is a chance for all of us to reconcile. To reconcile with Allah Azza wa Jal and also with ourselves. It's an opportunity. Alhamdulillah, distraction from the shaitan is less and less. The power of that has become very less because the shayateen are chained in Jahannam right now, or at least chained away from us. So the only thing that keeps us, unfortunately, doing these mistakes is just all the habits. The power of momentum that was built over the months and the year. You know, just going, staying away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So coming back to Allah azza wa jal is definitely coming back home. Tawbah is the way to Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even commands us to do tawbah. And the word tawbah means to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, in English, when we use the word tawbah, we translate that as repentance. And repentance in English means that you refrain from making that mistake, that you never return back to it. But in Arabic, it's different. Tawbah has the meaning of reoccurrence, which means it's a repetition. It happens over and over again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned from Ibad al-Salihin of the Anbiya, and the Quran says, قَالْ نِعْمَ الْعَبْدُ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ. There's such a great abd because he's awwab. Awwab, which means he always returns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why we need that for? Because we do make mistakes frequently. And for every mistake that we commit, we need tawbah. We need repentance. We need to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, I want to make sure that we understand that Ramadan is an opportunity for that tawbah to happen, that repentance to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we do it to the best of our abilities. And if we fall short on it, we're going to redo it again and again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Repent, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of you the believers. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may become successful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, قال, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعْلَى يَبْسُطْ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he extends his hands, his arms, to those who repent, who are committing sins during the day, when they start repenting during the night. وَيَبْسُطْ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he extends his hands during the day for those who sin during the night to repent. And he does that as well during the night in a manner that suits his majesty for those who sin during the day to return back to him. So all of this is happening. Day and night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for our return home, by submitting our hearts, ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, admitting our guilt to him, seeking his forgiveness, and seeking his mercy. How do we do that? So for tawbah to be successful, there are three conditions. Number one, the first thing you need to do is to learn to stop what you're doing. There's a famous statement or rule. They say that what is the first rule of the hole? If someone is digging a hole and they're way down deep there into that hole that they're digging for themselves, what is the first rule for them to start getting out of that hole? The number one thing that should comes to our mind is what? It says, now stop digging. Many people, they say, look up, you know, look for a ladder, do this, do that. No, no, no. The first thing you need to do is to stop digging. So if someone is already in a sinful lifestyle or doing something that's wrong and haram and inappropriate, the first thing that you need to do is to quit that. That's number one. Number two, that when you do that, you do it out of guilt. Not remorse in terms of, what, I wish I can still doing it. Oh my God, why is this supposed to be haram? And this, a'udhu billah. None of that intention. you stop doing it and you feel guilty for even for going there in the first place. So you need to quit committing that sin. And number three, the third thing here is that you have now the commitment that you will never ever return back again to committing that sin. So number one is to stop it. Number two, to feel guilty for doing it in the first place. And number three, that you make commitment you will never come back again to it. And if it happens that you come back again, another tawbah is required for this, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. The fourth condition, if this is something between you and other people, human beings, then you owe them whatever that you owe them, whether it's an apology, money, whatever that is, if it does not increase the situation, make it even worse. But at least if you can reconcile with the people, you should do your best, inshallah ta'ala. Remember, tawbah in Ramadan is home. And you should make sure that you come back home to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.